Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 4th. Today's word is gridiron, spelled as one word, G-R-I-D-I-R-O-N. Gridiron is a noun that means a grate for broiling food. It can also mean something consisting of or covered with a network, or it can mean a football field. Here's the word used in a sentence from Forbes by Tom Leiberger. Despite his prowess on the gridiron, he received little attention from Division I football programs. Modern gridirons are covered in football players when they're in use, but the original gridirons were more likely to be covered with meat or fish. They were metal gratings used for broiling food over an open fire. In Middle English, such a grating was called a gredel, a root that gave modern English both the word gridiron and the word griddle, G-R-I-D-D-L-E. How did gridiron become associated with football? That happened in the late 1800s when a white grid pattern was added to football fields to help enforce new rules about how many yards a team had to gain to keep possession of the ball. From high up in the stands, the lines made the playing fields look like cooking gridirons. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.